quality communication, ethical advertising, increased solidarity. Those are the extremely ambitious goals of a new social media network named after the Greek word for truth, aletheia. Launched here in Rome on September the 20th, shortly before the start of the Synod on New Evangelization, the network seeks to become an important and trusted tool for spreading the Church's message, while supporting those struggling to make ends meet in the Catholic media world. Launching in Italian, English, Arabic, French, Spanish and Portuguese, the site brings together the best of Catholic news and information on the web, but also provides what it calls a vital question and answer community for all seekers of the truth. Spanish journalist Jesus Colina is chairman of the new network, as well as serving as a consultant to the Pontifical Council for Social Communications. He told me more about how the idea for Aletheia was born.
People today are looking for answers in internet. Also questions on faith, not only on recipes for kitchen, but also they are looking for who is God, who is Christ, how to pray. There is life after the death. And what they find? Let's try and let's Google, for example, who is Jesus. You can try and you will see that in the first screen of Google, you will not find any Catholic answer.
Who will you find?
You will find some Christian denominations, some general services as Wikipedia, some Muslims services, but there is no Catholic site. Why? And this is the same for prayer, for church. For example, if you try to Google church, you will see as first suggestion the Church of Scientology. Today, the Catholic Church is maybe the biggest community in internet, more than 1 billion, but our presence in the search engines is very, very little.
Why is this?
Because we are fragmented. There are beautiful initiatives. There are quality services. There are a lot of activities, people very active in internet, but we are small, we are divided. So we think that we need to create a network where the best Catholic resources could be easily accessed. And this is Aletheia. Aletheia is, in one hand, a network of the Catholic media outlets, institutions, movements, communities that offer the best of their production. And in the other hand, the seekers of the truth. I mean, the people that are going to the search engines, the social media, searching for truth. And our goal is to create this bridge.
Do you feel that you're offering something different from many other Catholic organizations who are already trying to do the same thing, to bring together the many Catholic resources on the web?
In fact, we don't want to replace them. We want to support them. We are not launching a new site. We are launching a network. And we are very happy, very, very happy to announce that today in this network there are more than 1,000 partners. 1,000 radio stations, TV stations, web pages, Catholic newspapers. They are together at the beginning in six languages to offer the best of their resources to the people that are searching in internet. So we are not in competition. We are at the service of all these initiatives that today are working in the field in internet.
What about the relationship with the Vatican?
We are at the service of all the Catholic community, so we have also very good relationships with the Vatican dicasteries and all the institutions. But we are a lay initiative. We are launched by the foundation through the evangelization through the media, which is a new initiative where different Catholic religious congregations and communities work together to find new languages and new initiatives in the media for the new evangelization.
What about the financing for all this?
Yes, it is the foundation of the evangelization through the media. We have started this initiative thanks to the generosity of one of the members of the foundation, the Association Mary of Nazareth. They have built a theme park, an attraction park in Holy Land about the Bible, the history of salvation. And now they want to engage themselves in this new initiative. And we have received also donations from private persons. So at the beginning, this is the possibility that we have to start. But in the future, we think that we will receive donations from other Catholic people in the world.
You said at the beginning the Catholic presence is very fragmented on the web. It's also true that there's a very diverse Catholic voice.
Yes.
How do you hope to represent perhaps this rich diversity of Catholicism?
Diversity is also richness. I mean, if today there is not a big Catholic media, because we are a lot of Catholic media but small, this is also a positive thing. So the risk here is to suppress this diversity. The diversity is needed in culture. It is not the same an American person than French. It is normal also to have different sensibilities, different
ideologies.
Yes, in perspectives, points of view in the church, and we are all Catholic. For us, we don't want to become a school. We don't want to give a line. When there is a pronunciation of the magisterium about one single issue, we will refer the magisterium. But after, with the new tools for the social media that we are offering, the people, they will continue their conversation and they will exchange their point of views. Sometimes in the church, there is no one clear position. So in this case, we don't want to give a point of view. We want to express the different points of view of views about the question. So for us, one of priorities is to be representative of this diversity of the church, to be at the service and to give them three things. First, traffic. We want to bring them a public audience, giving communication, social media action. Second, we give them content, quality content. All the Catholic web pages today are searching for quality content. And third and most original thing, we are giving revenues. Today, for the Catholic initiatives in internet, the life is difficult because the advertising is a difficult source of revenue. So if you want to have a normal advertising company, you cannot control your clients. So we are giving a new platform friendly for the Catholic audience, which is with a code of ethical principles. And this is why we call this platform Ad Ethics. I mean advertising with an ethical value. But, which is for me a new thing, is also an initiative with a solidarity, with a spirit of solidarity, because part of the revenues will be given to association charities. So a blogger could have revenues thanks to the publicity and will also help with a solidarity, with solidarity spirit, to other initiatives around the world. Maybe this third element, the advertising platform, is maybe the best help that we can offer today to the Catholic media.
You've been in this business, Jesus, for over 20 years, haven't you, in Catholic communications. Do you think that the Church is today making real progress, or is it still really struggling to get its voice heard?
I think that in the history is as a river, and we are in the stream. And I think the Church also is in the stream. You know very well the Vatican 20 years ago, and you know the Vatican today. There have been changes. And in internet, we are discovering a new mentality in the church. It's true that we need to be always further. The church is also wise, so sometimes needs to have a reflection on what is good and what is superficial. But I think the church is changing, but we don't understand now all the changes that we need to do. We are in the web 2.0. I mean, in a philosophy of community where the content is created by the audience. This is a new thing for the church. It's totally revolutionary. And the church is starting to play the game. It's incredible. Now it's normal to see the official Vatican channel in YouTube. 10 years ago, it was impossible to imagine something
unthinkable.
Like this. Unthinkable. So there are real changes, but this game goes too fast, and we are running behind.
Final question, most important one. Where can we find Aletheia? What is the best way? What's the best way to find it?
This is a good question. So you can go to aletheia.org or seekersofthetruth.org. Maybe it's easier for you. But it is important to understand that we are not a site. We are a network. So if you type in Facebook, in Twitter, in all the social media, you will find Aletheia, because we are launching one unique thing. It is a social button, as Facebook I like. And this button is a fish. This fish permits yourself to communicate with one post in all your social media, and all the social media are connected, and the debate is continuous in all the social media. It's cross social media. So I think our presence will be more important in the future in the social media than in the web. But today, maybe it is easier to go to aletheia.org or seekersofthetruth.org.
Thanks there to Jesus Colina, chairman of the Aletheia.org network and a consultant to the Pontifical Council for Social Communications.